Now, President Václav Klaus said he wanted an opt-out from the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights to shield Czech courts from European law, mentioning in particular the prospect of property claims from Sudeten Germans. Ethnic Germans who were expelled en masse from what was then Czechoslovakia after the war. But not everyone in the Czech Republic shares Mr. Klaus's concerns. In fact, some organizations highlight the country's German heritage as a positive thing. Rob Cameron visited the former Sudeten city of Ústí nad Labem and spoke to Ondřej Matejka from the NGO Anticomplex and the co-author of Disappeared Sudetenland.
The Germans lived here for centuries. That means they made their own culture, they made their own economy and social structures, which everything went lost after their expulsion, after the war. And that's why we are trying to show that it's a bad thing to make something like an ethnic cleansing.
What was the relationship like between those 3 million Germans and the Czech population in this country?
It was possible to live together for hundreds of years. The troubles started after, I would say, the mid of the 19th century, where the idea of nation, the Central European concept of nation, was created, which is not really compatible. That means you have to be either German or Czech. You can't be a Bohemian or something like that. You have to decide to which nation you belong. And since that, we had a sort of fight between the nations. But it doesn't mean that it would end so brutally or it would end bad.
How do you think that most Czechs now look upon the Sudeten Germans and the German history of their country? What are their feelings about it?
I think that Czechs nowadays are becoming aware of the value of this German history and its German culture heritage. And many towns and villages in the Sudetenland, they are trying to restore and to discover this German history. Because if you are concerned only with the Czech history, that means you have only 60 years. And if you want to get a more interesting and longer history, you have to go to the German times of the town, of the village and of the region.
It's hard to imagine Czechs and Germans living together after the war, after what happened to this country in the war, after to what Germans did to Czechs in the war.
We don't try to tell that it would be possible or it would be easy to live together after the war. I think it was possible, but it's my opinion. We don't want to change the history. We only to learn from the history from nowadays, because the Czech Republic is getting diverse country again through immigration and so on, through our membership in the European Union, in this European context. And we don't want to bring the history back, but we want to show that this diversity is something normal and usual, even for Czech Republic.
Ondřej Matejka from the NGO Anticomplex talking there to